What I love about this book is that Fromm presents love as a skill that can be taught and developed. He rejects the idea of loving as something magical and mysterious that can't be analyzed and explained, and is therefore skeptical about ideas such as falling in love. In particular, he proposed four elements of love, which he suggests have to be practiced in concert with each other. Each complements the other and counteracts their potentially negative aspects. The first fundamental element of love is care, or concern for others. Fromm defines care in terms of concrete actions. He argues, for example, that people wouldn't generally accept the claim of a person to love plants if she forgot to water them, or a mother to love her child if she neglected her child. Related to this is the element of responsibility, or responsiveness to the needs, expressed or unexpressed, of another human being. The loving person responds, Fromm writes. The third essential element of love is respect. Fromm argued that practicing respect keeps care and responsibility from spilling over into domination and possessiveness. He was clear to distinguish genuine respect from fear and awe. In contrast, it requires the ability to see a person as they are. Which leads to the last element, knowledge. Fromm recognized a positive motivation behind some cruel acts, such as when children dissect animals to study them. This reflects a desire to know another, but he emphasized that knowledge, like respect, can't emerge in relationships of domination and exploitation. Developing real knowledge, the real understanding that forms an essential part of love, requires the ability to see people and things as they are. So love is an orientation of character. It goes beyond the love object. What do you think about his point that you cannot love one person and be indifferent to all others? To love one means to love all, including oneself. You can watch this interview with Mike Wallace, where he talks about love and why it's so difficult.